بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we mentioned that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that is just restricted to our acts of ibadat, our worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pure and pristine shariat, governs every facet and aspect of our lives. We find one of these aspects is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidelines as to who to choose as friends, as company during the course of our worldly life. We find that a mu'min, a believer, his objective, his goal in this worldly life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the friends, the company that he chooses should be those who will assist him and help him in achieving this objective. If a person has a goal and objective, he wants to reach a certain destination, and he takes along with him such company that wants to go in the opposite direction, then he's going to find a whole lot of problems, a whole lot of difficulties in reaching his destination. So when a person's goal is the akhirat, the hereafter, then similarly he should choose those friends and that company who will assist him to fulfill this objective. In the first opening verses of the 19th Juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person by the name of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. He was a person from Makkah Mukarramah, a mushrik, an idol worshipper. On one occasion, this Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt prepares a meal, a large feast, and he invites the noblemen, the chiefs of the Quraysh. And at that time it was a matter of honor, a matter of integrity and respect that the prominent people of the town attend my function and my feast. So he invites all these prominent people, and amongst them he calls Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is also a well-known person in Makkah Mukarramah. Although at that time the mushrikeen were opposing him, but because of his qualities, his truthfulness, his sincerity, his generosity, he was known to be one of the leaders of Makkah Mukarramah. So he invites Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that I will accept your da'wat, your invitation on one condition, that you accept Islam and you recite the kalima. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he was a person who wanted the best of the best at his function. He wanted all the noblemen to come. So he didn't want Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be absent. In order to secure his presence, he decides to accept Islam, he recites the shahadatain. He accepts Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then attends this particular function. A few days pass, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt then meets a friend of his. Yesterday, we discussed about Umayyah bin Khalaf, the master of Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was killed in Badr. This was the brother of Umayyah bin Khalaf, his name was Ubay bin Khalaf. He was a very close friend of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. So they meet one another. Ubay bin Khalaf says to him, I have heard that you invited Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to your house. And how can you do such a thing? This is the man who is insulting our forefathers. He is speaking ill of our idols, our deities. So how can you honor him and invite him to your home? Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt explains that the only reason I invited him and I accepted or I recited the shahadatain is because I wanted all the prominent people to come to my home. I didn't want anybody to be left out. Ubay bin Khalaf, however, is a very persuasive person. So he says to him, I'm not happy with this answer. And the only solution for you, or rather for us to maintain and to strengthen our friendship, is for you to now go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَبْسُقْ فِي وَجْهِهِ I want you to spit on his face. وَتَقُولُ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ I want you to say nasty and hurtful things to him. And I want you to trample over his neck if you get the opportunity. You need to do this to show me that you are sincere, that you still love our forefathers and our deities, and that you value our friendship. So this is peer pressure. He says this to his friend, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, because he wanted to secure this friendship. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spits on his Mubarak face. He insults Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he leaves. And thereafter their friendship is then, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and Ubay bin Khalaf remain friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and what will be his situation on the day of Qiyamah. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ Allah says, on that day the zalim, this oppressive person, will bite onto his fingers. This is an expression which shows a person's deep-hearted regret. He will bite onto his fingers. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا And he will say, if only I followed the path of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا He will now call out, woe be to me, if only I did not take so and so as a close friend. How I wish I chose correct company, and I didn't follow the whims and the desires of this friend of mine. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. After hidayat came to me, after guidance came to me, he misled me, he took me away from the straight path. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Allah then says, shaitan is extremely deceptive and treacherous when it comes to man. In different ways, shaitan will try and take a person away from hidayat, away from as-sirat al-mustaqim. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, all relationships, all friends will be enemies to one another. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ, except for those people whose friendship was based on taqwa. Their friendship was based on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, a person has a friend. Every time a person is going to the masjid, he tries to divert you. You try to do some good deed, he tries to divert you. There's some function, you try to have segregation, he becomes upset with you. So this person can never be a true friend. On the day of Qiyamah, his enmity will become apparent. So this is the guideline that is given to us, that a person should choose company and those friends who will assist him to obey the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces us to a concept which is something that has become very common in today's time, something which is known as hedonism. If we look up the definition, the meaning of hedonism, hedonistic behavior, then this refers to the worship of a person's pleasures, the worship of a person's desires. Some have defined it as a person's entire objective and goal in this worldly life is to fulfill his desires, at whatever cost it may be, at the cost of his morals, his values, his integrity, his family life. But his entire goal and objective is to make himself happy. When it comes to the food he consumes, when it comes to the places he visits, when it comes to the company he keeps, when it comes to the actions he does, everything is geared towards enjoyment and entertainment. We find in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entertainment and enjoyment is not something forbidden, but it is something that is governed by the Shariat. So Allah says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you seen that person who has taken his desires as his God? He has taken his desires as his deity. أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Are you going to be a guardian over him? In other words, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are not responsible for him. I will deal with him on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter, Allah explains the condition of these people. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Allah says they are like animals. Rather, they are even more astray, more misguided than animals. What is the meaning of this? When it comes to animals, we take cattle for example. Even the animal knows what it must eat and what it mustn't eat. You'll never find the cattle, the cow who is supposed to eat grass, going and eating meat. Similarly, you'll never find a lion going to eat grass. That much they understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from them. But when it comes to a person who doesn't have hidayat, who doesn't have iman, he has made his desires his deity, then you find he doesn't know what he should be eating, where he should be going, who he should be having relationships with. So Allah says, بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are even more misguided than cattle and than animals. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun. It's a lengthy incident when Fir'aun challenges Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He accuses him of being a magician. And then Fir'aun consults those around him as to how to deal with this threat that Musa is trying to take our people away from us. So they advise him that أَرُجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ وَبَعَثْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ, that send out a notice into your country, the different areas of your country, and call all those who are skilled at black magic. Let them come to you and let them now deal with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَجُمِعَ السَّحَرَةُ لِمِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. On a certain appointed day, these magicians come together, and then they address Fir'aun and say, أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. That, O Fir'aun, you are using our services, so will we get any reward from you if we manage to overpower Musa? Fir'aun promises them, Na'am, that yes, I will reward you handsomely. وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَّمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Not only will I reward you financially, but you will then become members of my close circle. I will make you members of my inner circle. So they agree. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, that throw down your sticks, your ropes, whatever magic you have brought. فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ. So they throw down their ropes and their sticks. وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. And they say that by the honor of Fir'aun, we will be dominant, we will be victorious. We know that these ropes and sticks then seem to be serpents and snakes. The people become very amazed. فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَى مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ then throws down his staff. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ and his staff turns into a serpent which then swallows up all of their serpents. Immediately upon seeing this, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ all of these magicians. Now understand, these are people who were the cream of the crop as far as black magic was concerned. They were the right-hand men of Fir'aun. But immediately upon seeing this miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ they fall down in prostration. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ they say, we have brought iman بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ in the Lord of Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu wasalam. Fir'aun sees this, he is shocked. He rebukes them that how have you brought iman in Musa? I have not given you permission. I am in charge. I am your deity. Look at the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with. Fir'aun threatens them. لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ that if you continue, if you still believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and you don't renounce this faith, then I will cut off your hands and your legs. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I will crucify all of you. قَالُوا لَا ضَيْرٍ they say, O Fir'aun, there is no harm that you can give to us. إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ either way, whether you harm us or not, whether you kill us or not, we are going to return to our Rabb, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا and we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will forgive our sins and He will purify and cleanse us. Ulama explain, Mufassirin say, these people in the morning, they were the worst enemies of the Nabi of Allah. They were plotting against him, plotting his defeat and his downfall. By the evening, they have not only believed in him, but they are now shuhada, martyrs in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson we learn, every sinner has a future. No matter what condition a person may be in, no matter what sins a person is involved in, whether it be some addiction he has, whether it be substance abuse, whatever a person's condition is, but he has a future. As long as a person is living, he's breathing, he has life, then there is hope, not just that he can make tawbah, but that he can become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more verse and we'll terminate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He was given a very vast kingdom, many animals, jinn, humans, birds, that were all under his control. On one occasion, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam gathers this entire army of his, and he is inspecting them. And as they are moving along, إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَىٰ وَادٍ النَّمْلِ they come across a certain area where there are many ants who are residing in that particular area. قَالَتْ نَمْلَ one ant sees Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam approaching with his army, and she addresses the others and says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ that, O fellow ants, enter into your homes. In other words, go beneath the ground. لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ why should you do this? So that Sulaiman and his armies don't trample over you. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ without them realizing. Mufassirin mention under this verse that the ant is a very insignificant, a very small, tiny creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet in this verse, Allah is showing us that the ant also has husnul dhan. The ant doesn't have badgumani. The ant doesn't think evil of others. Although the ant could have said that enter your home, Sulaiman and his army will trample over you. But that last phrase that was added, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ that, O my fellow ants, Sulaiman and his army should not trample over you without them realizing. In other words, a person should not automatically assume the worst. We see somebody doing something that is wrong, somebody has committed some sin, whatever it may be, some news reaches us, then our first reaction or response should be that perhaps it was a mistake. Person didn't intentionally do wrong. It may have been a mistake, it may have been an error in judgment. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If an ant has this type of realization, this type of understanding, then as insan, the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, even more so that our hearts should be clean and pure, and we shouldn't think ill of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.